Well, hello and welcome back to another video. In this video, we're going to talk about transitions. It's funny, as I was trying to write this out, I barely made it in the width of the whiteboard. Crazy, but I made it. Okay, anyway, transitions. What are transitions? Transitions are basically the changeover from swimming to biking and then biking to running. The transition from the swim to bike is known as T1, or the first transition, and the transition from biking to running is known as T2, or the second transition. The transition area is a place where you're going to complete your transitions, and oftentimes the transition area is in the same spot for T1 and T2, but in some races there's two different locations for T1 and T2. It makes it a little bit difficult or a little bit more exciting, depending on how you look at it. Now, let's talk about how to set up your transition area. When you arrive at the transition area to rack your bike, you will either A, be assigned a spot based on your number, or B, you'll pick a spot, first come, first serve. There are three ways you can rack your bike. Note that some races specify which way, so please read the rules. You can rack by the first way, racking by the brakes. Or you can rack by the front of the saddle. Or you can rack by the rear of the saddle. I suggest bringing all your triathlon gear in a backpack with you, because it makes it easy to carry and to bike with if needed. Also, bring a transition checklist with you so that when you check off all the items and when you leave your transition area, you know you haven't missed anything and you are ready to race. We are going to start with your helmet. So put your helmet on, take your straps and strap it on to make sure that the straps are not twisted and that it fits you really well. Take off your helmet, keeping in the same orientation, and put it on the aero bars. Now let's take out a small towel. You're going to shake it out, put it on the ground. This is used to wipe off any rocks or debris that you have coming out of the water. Now let's take out your running shoes. Shake them out in case there's any rocks or debris in them. You can take the tongue and pull that tongue far forward. That's going to make putting on the shoes very easy. So again, shake them out, pull that tongue far forward. In this example, you can see I have lace locks for the laces. Take your socks, open them up so that they're easy to put on, and you can either put them on top of the shoe or inside the shoe. Now, water bottles. I like to open up the lids, or like the spout, makes it easier to drink. Put them on the front, back, or wherever you're going to carry them. What's next? Let's take the bike shoes. So the bike shoes, you're going to do the same idea as the running shoes. You're going to shake them out, make sure there's nothing in them. You're also going to make sure that strap is open. That's going to make it easy to put your bike shoes on. Next is your running hat. If you're going to wear one, put that running hat on top of your running shoes. Most races will give you a timing strap. The timing strap should go around your left ankle. One thing I forgot to show in this video is a race belt. Some races require you to have the race belt on during the bike, but some only after the bike and on to the run. Also, put your gels or salt tablets on your towel so that you can pick it up after your swim. If it's going to be a cold day, take some gloves and put them up there as well. Next thing, what we're going to do is zero our computer. Make sure the computer is zeroed and check the tires. Make sure that the pressure is good in them. And then you're going to spin the wheels to make sure that the brakes are not rubbing. After they're rubbing freely, squeeze that brake hard and then do it again, because you do not want to have your brakes rubbing at all. Do that for the rear and the front tire. Make sure the skewers are tight and not opened, especially the front, because you probably have it off. Make sure your repair kit is on board. And that's about it. You are ready to go. A cool thing you can do is you can practice this transition. Just like we did in that video, you can take your bike to an empty field and you can practice going through the motions of setting up your transition area and going through pretending you're swimming. You come in, grab that bike, put on your helmet, put on your shoes, grab your bike, and away you go, and then come back in with your bike, take off your helmet, take off your shoes, and put on your running gear, and then go. It's nice to go through the motions of practicing your transitions. It's something that most people will never ever do. So if you do this, you're gonna be ahead of most people. And it's not gonna be nervous, or you're not gonna make mistakes. Like, lots of people make mistakes in transition. Your action steps for this video is to download the transition checklist, print it off, and add anything that you may require that's special to you. And again, once you have this checklist, print it off and bring it with you to every triathlon. So after you've set up your transition area, checked off all the things that have to be done, you can go and swim and not worry about your transition area. It's so awesome. In the next video, I'm going to show you how to mount and dismount your bike during a triathlon. See you in the next video.